if they use copper pipes and I'm not sure about this, but somebody made in this town, a doctor was involved in this during the prohibition, and they made some whiskey. And I'm trying to think, did they use some galvanized utensils or something, the utensils caused the whiskey to become poison, and several of them died that had drank some of this. But if it was properly done with the proper metal used in their distill, in their pipes, in their it was nothing wrong with it. It just wasn't aged. It was green whiskey.
Did you ever hear it called White Mule?
Now, White Mule is what it was called in this area, really.
Right.
White Mule. Mm-hmm. Sure was. Mm-hmm. I get confused with local things and things I picked up somewhere else. It was White Mule.
Did you ever hear it called Busthead or Popskull?
No.
Moonshine, of course.
Well,
that may be...
A moonshine, yeah, moonshine was used because the people who made it were moonshiners, you know. But it was White Mule, it sure was. And then to color it, I think it was aged in charred kegs.
Let's see.
They'd burn out wooden kegs and get the char in there and age it in charred kegs. Am I right on that? I've heard him talk about it.
I'm trying to think. I interviewed a man who was a bootlegger for 10, 12 years.
He knew how to make it.
And he knew not only how to make it, but he knew how to make it look like aged whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
What did he put in it? In other words, you just put in something to color it, what it amounted to.
Yeah.
I can't think now what to
We bought a book not too long ago. It was the second oldest profession, and it was about the moonshiners and the whiskey they made and the distills and how they colored it, and you know.
This fellow was furious. The only reason he went out of business is when the revenue started to use helicopters.
Yeah.
He felt that it was kind of not sporty, sort of taking advantage.
Oh, about 15 years ago, the man that lived on my place at the time. Told me back over on the creek, and he was farming some other land over there, that we had a distill over there on the creek, and it was going strong. And so we didn't know what to do about it, and we thought and thought and thought. Finally, I told a man who runs that Pig Pack grocery, and I had a restaurant then. And I finally told him about it. Really, we were getting a lot of riffraff going up and down our road, going down to buy whiskey, you know. And it could promote a problem with grandmother and I living alone, you know. And so I talked to Tick about it, and I said, I don't really know what to do about it, Tick, but we are getting a lot of traffic on our road all of a sudden. They're not very desirable looking things. And he said, well, don't think any more about it. I'll take care of it. So he went to the sheriff, you know. And a few days after that, well, here they came dragging, hauling the thing up the road past our house.
He
went down and got it. It's a huge thing. It was really operating back in there.
And I was working one of the counties in Mississippi. This was in the local paper. You can't even be sure about the sheriff because the deputy was running with the biggest one in the county.
Yeah.
How about different kinds of nuts?
We have acorns.